Din of Gerer that not only is the first Jewish people descendants of Jewish parents, if a non-Jew wants to join the Jewish nation, he can do that as well. The Rashbam in commentary on Chumash, beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, interprets the fact that the Midrash of the Kol Polish B'chol Adama as he referred to the institution of Gerer. So we always assume that a Midrash means a Bracha, a Loshen Bracha. The East Gerer is a Loshen Brecha, a Bracha of our Kovach, that we graft a branch from one tree onto another tree. So he said the Midrash of the Kol B'chol Adama, that all of the other Mishpachas will be able to join onto the Jewish people. The Rashbam in Sanctuary HaFunish. The Beis HaLevi in Sanctuary HaFunish claims that that is the purpose of the Bezin by Kabbalah Geirut. The Gemara of Rav Yechanan, the Gemara derives from a pasuk. Interesting, this din doesn't appear in the Mishnah about Rav Yechanan, it's Mechadish HaDin. Ger Tarach Shloisha and Mishpat Tzidbe. The Gemara of Rav Yechanan, that a Ger has to convert in the presence of the Bezin. There are different opinions of Rishonim exactly when do you need the Bezin. One day in Tzitzis, one opinion in Tzitzis that the Bezin is only needed for the Kabbalah Tal Mitzvah. When the Ger says that he promises to fulfill all the mitzvahs in the Torah, but when the Ger goes to the Mitzvah, or when the Ger does the Maisa Milah, it's not necessary to have a Bezin watching at that time. And the other opinion in Tzitzis is not so, that even at the time of the Tzitzis as well, when the Ger is faithful in the Mitzvah, you also have to have a Bezin in the presence. And then it shall run up. There's a third opinion, the Rambam's opinion, that you need to need a Bezin presence at the time of Milah. That's a question, how do we pass him to the Yedra? Let's say if a woman wants to convert. Marilyn Monroe decides that she's convinced that the Jewish religion is a true faith and she wants to convert. You're going to have a Bezin presence in the Mitzvah when the woman is faithful. So what do you do? So some rabbi used to rely on that opinion of Tyson that and the Bezin has to consist of three men. You can't have a Bezin of three women rabbis. We haven't yet, our seminary doesn't ordain women rabbis yet. We have to have that men. So how do you have a Bezin of three men watching that a woman is present in Mitzvah? So the mice we do it, and it's not a problem. The woman is present in Mitzvah with the sheep around her. You have a big sheep with a hole in the middle, and the woman just sticks her head through the hole, and then she goes into the Mitzvah. And then the rabbi walking, they just see a head. They don't see anything wrong. You can't see a woman's head. That's what. Nothing improper about that. But the woman can be peggle in a bathrobe that's loose. She's wearing a bathrobe, and she's standing in the mixer. So what, there's no problem. But some rabbis years ago felt that this would pose a problem, because he used to rely on that opinion and basis that the Bezin was only needed for the Kabbalah Tal Mitzvah. So if they would convert a woman, they could convert a man to have the Bezin present of Shas Mila and the Shas Pila in addition to the Bezin of Shas Kabbalah Tal Mitzvah. If it would be a woman, so the Bezin wouldn't be present to Shas Pila in the Mitzvah, they would only be present at the time of the Kabbalah Tal Mitzvah. That's a small problem in the narrative. I think the problem there was that the Arabs didn't allow the Rabbanim to be anywhere near, they didn't allow men to be near the Beis HaTfila. The Arabs didn't allow men to be near the Mishnah. So the Rabbi Bezin, Shnotan, Kandeda Harev, he used to have the Tfila for women like that. And Moshe Feinstein writes in his statement, it was Moshe that we wouldn't accept Shnotan, the Arabs, because we would consider that a sacred event, since there are two opinions in favor of the government. Hey, whether the Bezin is Ma'ake, Bishat, Fila, or only Bishat Kabbalah, some mitzvahs, so we would consider all the three women that were converted to Shmuel Talan, which had been a Sophic Goyish, Sophic Gier. So we're Machmer, at least the Torah Sophic, that you have to have a Bezin even Bishat Fila. What about a Bezin Bishat Mila? So the Hatsilu we require, if a man who wants to convert, they're converting a baby, you have to have a Bezin present to Shas HaMilah. What if the Yezid, that there was no Bezin to Shas HaMilah? This is a common question, but I'll give an example. Let's say a Jew is married to a non-Jewish woman and they have a baby boy. And he doesn't tell the father of the baby, falls in a mother, and he says he wants to do a Bishnu on the son. He doesn't tell the mother that the mother of the child is a Jewish woman and this is going to be a Milah L'Shem Gaelin. He tells him that the Jewish kid, he wants to do a bris milah. So the mor doesn't know, he does a bris. And the mor didn't have in mind that this is a gay rule and he's doing it l'shem gayer. So there's a machlokes in question whether the milah is acceptable or not. And the milah was done l'shem mitzvah, but it wasn't done l'shem gayer, it's not acceptable. The Machlokes in Boston is a bad lotion to say, because it's like 99 Boston to 1. 99 Boston of the opinion that it would accept law. And one of the Achronim, not the major Achronim, one of the minor Achronim is of the opinion that it's not acceptable. But generally speaking, this is considered acceptable to the Eved. We know the Milah should be done in Shem Geirah, but if the Eved by mistake, the Milah was done, the Shem Mitzvah Milah, the Moel thought that it was a Jewish child, and he was fulfilling the Mitzvah Milah. Then it turned out that the child wasn't Jewish, so then we were talking that the Eved, that Milah, can serve the purpose of Milah the Shem Geirah. Let's say if it was a non-Jewish person who had circumcision for medical purposes, not even the Shem Mitzvah, neither the Shem Mitzvah nor the Shem Geirah. They do circumcisions on non-Jewish babies in hospitals as well. But then the Gemara says that it's a Machlokes Tanaim. Whether a boy who comes up, Anochi Habogah Hizgayar Kishuhu Mohu, he came to a Brit Mila again, that there's a Machlokes. Nothing's cut, but there's a Machlokes Tanaim. Do you have to do Hatzachus on Brit? There's a Machlokes in Persis, and that Gemara Shabbos, Perek of Lezim Nilo, what the Pesach Halacha should be. And we thought that we passed him that you have to do a Tophis Tabriz, but we brought it. But he brought it because of the Tophis. Maybe the Din should really be that you don't have to have a Tophis Tabriz. But that's only in the case where the Mila was done the Shem report. But if the Mila was done the Shem Mitzvah, even though the Moel didn't realize that it's doing of the Shem Geirah, but then the overwhelming majority of the Poskim, including the Moshe Feinstein and Al Salvechik, are of the opinion that that you don't have to do any Tophis Tabriz in such a situation. That's a common case. So let's say in such a case that the Moel did a brisk meal on a baby thinking that the baby was Jewish. He didn't know that this was going to turn out to be a meal of years. And at the time of the meal, nobody was discovering the shame in Bezin. The Moel didn't have mind of eating the service of Bezin. Because just there was no Bezin. Even though the brisk was done by Yom, and there were three men present at the time of the brisk, but nobody had in mind that they're serving as a Bezin in such a case. So it's considered as if, or because it's considered as if the meal had been done. Without a Bezin watching. So what would lead it into the end of the Mila that this shiloh that 99% of the folks would say is okay, how can I say it's okay that the Mila was done without a Bezin? Because nobody had a mark to serve the Bezin. So Major Feinstein has a difficult line in one of his children. He says that there were three Jewish men at the time of the Mila that was done by Yom. Even though they didn't have in mind that they want to constitute a Bezin, there were three Jewish men who were observing. Sometimes you have this Mila and the only religious person there is the mother. No one else is religious, but if you had three religious people who could serve as a Bezin, they would want to. So the Moshe says, okay, then the Mila had a Bezin. But if there weren't three observant people present, three religious men present at the time of the Mila, then the Moshe says it would be no good, we have to repeat that other time. This is not generally accepted. We don't accept that Chumrah of Moshe. We follow the Tzvi, who says that we pass in Allah that the Bezin by the Mila is not Miyakid Riyad. Even though the Hakkidu, we require Bezin present by all three, by the Mila, by the Tzvila, and by the Kabbalah Kalmitzit. Oh,
this is about Ramazan,
is it Miyakid, or is it just considered a... So you have to have a Bezin spell out what Miyakid. Doesn't say anything. So even though the Hakkidu, we require a Bezin B'Shat Lila, or B'Shat Kabbalah Kalmitzit. But the Ezra, the Tzvila says that he would do a Mila without a Bezin present, but the Ezra would say that it is. So getting back again, this din of Rabbi Yochanan made at this, Chalash HaDin, you have to have a Bezin present at the time of the Geirah. The question is how much of the Geirah requires a Bezin of the all three parts, Mila, Tzvila, and the Kabbalah Kalmitzit, along with the Kabbalah Kalmitzit. So you're saying that only the Mila, only the Tzvila and the Kabbalah Kalmitzit, and the Mila doesn't need a Bezin. We have to discuss why. Why should we say that the Tzvila needs a Bezin, the Mila does not need a Bezin? Why do we talk about that? So whatever it is, that's the din of Rabbi Yochanan, that you need a Bezin. So what kind of a din is that you need a Bezin? So the Beis HaLevi and the Seif HaChumash comment that the idea of the Bezin is, the Bezin represents quality for us to accept this gear into our ranks. The problem being, what did I have to give any explanation for? You don't learn that from the Pesach. It's a din, what's the problem? The problem is like this. The Gemara, the Tanoim derive all of the laws of Geirus from Maimon HaKinah. Because there's a Pesach in Chumash that says that you should accept Geirim throughout all the future generations in the same way you became Geirim in HaKinah. So too, there should be an institution of Geirus with those. The Ma'av is there from the Gemara says increases, the Pesach and Aleph. In the beginning of the second parak increases, you have all the dinim of Geirus. And you have in the middle of parak Acholos and Mivamim. So the Gemara increases has a brisa which reads Ma'av is there from the Mishnah to the Jewish Eved the Mila Tzvila of the Kozim. So it's like the time of Har Sinai. The Jewish people entered into a mighty Geirus by Mila Tzvila of the Kozim. So to the Geirus need Mila Tzvila of the Kozim. So everything is learned out from Ma'am and Har Sinai. So at Ma'am and Har Sinai there was no Geirus. So why should you require a bezin in the Torah? How can you learn? The Rabbi Yochanan learned that on a different pasuk, that you require a bezin because Mishpat did that. But there is a pasuk somewhere, Tosfos has a few psukim, they're guessing, they're not sure exactly what the pasuk is, but there is a pasuk in Chumash somewhere where the word Mishpat appears in connection, Mishpat Zechad Yelachem V'Lager HaGav Tzechem. That's a pasuk. That has nothing to do with anything. Or should it be Kachem Kager Mishpat Zechad? It's another pasuk. The Tosfos is not sure exactly what pasuk, but there is a pasuk somewhere in Chumash where the word Mishpat appears in connection with the term Ger, and therefore Rabbi Yechanan says, Ma Mishpat Bishloisha, just like a Dinteira. A Mishpat means a Dinteira and Dinimonim, it needs a Bezna of three, so too Kabbalah Tager needs three. So the Akronim were bothered with the question, but how can you require something in Ger or Zeret that wasn't required at Harsina? You don't read anywhere in the Chumash in Parshas Yisrael, in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, by the Gevis at Harsina, that there was any Bezna at all. You can say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Bezna, Moshe Rabbeinu had been a Bezna. You can say various suggestions, but then you should require Bezna what? Or you require only a Bezna Shlosha? It's a little strange that the Mephoshim assumed, the Akronim assumed that this din of Gevis requiring a Bezna only applies to the Gevis with Doros and didn't apply to the Gevis at Harsina. So that's what I have to try to figure out. Why didn't it apply at Harsina? Why should it apply with Doros? To the Beis HaLevi, and Sayyid Achomit said that the whole idea of Har Sinai was when the Jewish people became a nation. Before then we were individuals. We became a nation in Har Sinai. But I'm sad you're going to write to the Sayyid Achomit to say this, that we only became a nation. And he said, Umma Ella Bateva. We only have status of a nation. The thing that can start us to become a nation is the dirt. But Har Sinai, we became a nation. So in Chumash, Vayichan Shem Yisroel Neger HaHor, Rashi quotes in the Chumash, Vayichan Lashem Yochad Ki Yishef Et Olega. So we became a Tzirat of Anum HaYisrael at the time of Kabbalah Tzatzer. So there was no Klal Yisrael yet. That at Har Sinai, the Jews were joining into Klal Yisrael. They were constituting Klal Yisrael. They were becoming Klal Yisrael. So then there's no need for a present. But the Doro, the Klal Yisrael exists already. There is an Anum HaYisrael. And the Mishri wants to be brought to this guy who wants to convert. He wants to join the Klal Yisrael. He wants to join into the Umma Yisraelis, so the Jewish nation has to agree to accept him, that we should blend in together. We have to have a bezin to represent Klal Yisrael to say that we are accepting him into our ranks. That's what the Beis HaLevi on Chumash and Parshas Lech Lecha suggests. The Bishul of Kutna has a sefer on Parshas Mishpat, where he suggests a different interpretation. He wants to say not that the Bezin represents Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is accepting the Ger into our ranks, and in Har Sinai there was no Klal Yisrael yet in existence, they were just becoming Klal Yisrael, so that's why there was no requirement for Bezin. He says a different view, that Gerus is sort of a crescent bridge between the individual person and the Shechina, and Har Kodesh. So at Har Sinai, the two parties to the bridge were present. Klal Yisrael over there, and the Shechina was there at Har Sinai. So they entered into a contract, into a crescent grid, and they became Ger. The Doros, when the Ger is brought with his guide, the Shechina doesn't come down to Giloy in a fire from heaven and say, okay, I'm going to accept you as a Ger. So what do you mean? The Goy becomes a Ger, and he's entering into a grid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Shechina. The Shechina is not here. The Shechina is the life of Allah Shechina, but there is no Giloy Shechina. You don't see if there's any Shechina there present, accepting him as a gift. So that's why you require a Bez, not to represent Father, but to represent the Shechina. Because the Gemara says in the first Perek in Shabbos, the Kovei Klosso, whenever you have a Bez, the Shechina is Shoyim. And the Kim Nisa Bada Kil. So you have a Bez to represent the Shechina, to bring the Shechina down, to represent the Shechina. So the Bez representing the Shechina say that they will enter into the bridge, they will represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu to make the bridge with his gift. Whatever it is, that's how the Akronim assumed, that this din of Rabbi Yechanan is only a din in Gerus Lazarus and doesn't apply in the original Gerus of the Hasina. There was no need for a Bezin. But today we need a Bezin. Because you require a Bezin, the Gemara says, therefore, you cannot be Mekabo or Ger Balaila, because a Bezin can only be constituted by Yom. The Gemara learns that up in Sukkim and Masechet Sanhedrin, the Shnayim and Sanhedrin. So therefore, the Gemara says in the Gemara that the Ger has to be chosen in the mikveh davka by Yom in the presence of three men. Three women are not acceptable, and the three men may not be closing Zell or Zell. They told me that there's some rabbi in Brooklyn who's an Orthodox rabbi, whenever he does conversions, that he and his two sons constitute the Zell. So that says in the Shulchan Aruch that that's not acceptable. And the other day, it's in the Reish Tamachet, and as we will see in here, it says that the three members of the Bezin have to be people who are not closing Zell or Zell. They can't be closing to the Ger either, but that's impossible. They're not going to be closing to the Ger. And the Ger is the Hagoy, so how could they be closing to him? And even let's say if you're converting a little baby, a Jewish couple wants to adopt a non-Jewish child and wants to be the guy or the baby. So the father, the adopted father, if he's a religious Jew, may serve as one of the members of the Dezin to be the guy or the baby. He's not related to the child. According to the Dina of Mahusi, he adopted the child to the Dina of Mahusi because he's a father. But according to the Halacha, he's not a father. He's just as much a non-relative as the other two members of the Dezin. So the father who's going to adopt the baby can also serve as a member of the Dezin, provided that he's religious. He cannot be related to any one of the other members. The three members of the Dezin may not be called as elders. They have to be religious people. Do they have to have smicha? The Moshe Feinstein says no. But they don't have to have smicha. There's no halacha that smicha is required. So this is of the opinion that years ago, this man that smicha existed, he required that the Bezma should have smicha. So the Bezma without smicha doesn't have a status. The Bezma is going to take his opinion. That's the Tesis in the end of Gibson and the Tesis in the Vomit. But the man says that smicha is impossible. So Tesis says we can accept gear even though you don't have any smicha. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tesis, and maybe you don't have to have smicha from the yeshiva. Because the smicha from yeshiva we give is a fraud. All yeshivas are fraud. There's no real smicha to man there. Number one, there's no smicha to chutzpah. You can only get smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, even in Eretz Yisrael, they're not giving smicha yeshivish at Moshe Rabbeinu. The chain of smicha was broken already a long, long, long time ago. In the days of the Amoraim. In the days of the Amoraim, there was still a smicha in Eretz Yisrael. But soon after the end of the period of the Amoraim, the smicha ceased to exist in Eretz Yisrael. So nobody has any real smicha to man there. So we just have halachas of where did this fraud come from? That everybody, all these sheep are giving smicha, the whole thing is a fake. So the Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridei, in Hilchot Talmud Torah, they quote the Gemara, the Hedron that say, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yudah Nosson, Eda Tachon, Talmud Al-Yoreh, Elim Kein Noto, Rishus Mi Rabba. No one is permitted to pass in Shaila, one Pshat in Yoreh means to pass in, the other Pshat in Yoreh should not be a teacher. Atuliyok Moret, he's forbidden to teach in a yeshiva, or he's forbidden to pass in Shaila, Elim Kein Noto, Rishus Mi Rabba. Unless his Rebbe gave him permission to pass again, and the Rebbe has to give him permission based on two considerations. Several considerations, more than two. Number one, he has to know the information. Number two, he has to be a Yirei Shamayim. And number three, he has to know how to speak properly. Even if he's the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world, the Gemara says explicitly, but he doesn't speak properly. Or he speaks too fast, or he stutters, or he's whatever. He's a super genius, and he can't explain himself, and he's not going to be a good teacher, and he's not going to be a good pulpit rabbi, and he won't be able to pass the Shabbat either. So the Gemara says you have to take all of these into consideration before you give permission to a Talmud to pass. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that's only as far as teaching or passing. Talmud on Yoreh, Elam Kein, not only Shus Me Rabbi. That's the takana that Rebbe made. If you don't know how to make such a Dinder Rabbon, that one should not take a teaching position, and one should not, unless he's a certified teacher, unless he was authorized by some Rebbe, by some organization or whatever, that they gave permission to teach. And one should not practice Tatsmin Shalosh unless he got authorization. But as far as converting a gear, you're not really Tatsmining a Shalosh, and you're not teaching anything. You just need a person to watch and to supervise. But Moshe Feinstein says that therefore there's no need even for the what we call today smicha, what's really in the Tilos Rishus, there's no need for this smicha. So if you have three grumah balabatim, they can also constitute the bezin for the purpose of geir. The Gemara increases on that testament out, he mentioned earlier, derives from a pasuk that just like at Har Sinai, our forefathers entered into an act of geirus with the three ma'asim, of mila, tefillah, and tzaddik, so to the Zoros throughout all the future generations, any non-Jew wants to convert has to go through those three steps. You have to have Mila, Tfilo, and Korban. So then Igmar asked the question, so what about this man of Zeh? This man Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, so there's no Korban. So how can a non-Jew convert today? And the Mishnah says exclusively that you can have Kabbalah Geir even after the Korban Beis HaMikdash. In fact, that was one of the nine takonis of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai was the Nazi Sanhedrin, he was the chief rabbi during the period of the Korban Beis HaMikdash. He's the one who went to the station to ask Yonis, and they said he wants to make peace with him, and he said he shouldn't display Yahweh the Chachamel, and so on, the whole deal that he made. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made nine takonis. One of his nine takonis was that he repealed earlier takonis. He wants all new original things. Some of the takonis were that he repealed earlier things. So one of them was that His mantra Beis Hamikdash Harikai, a ger would have to bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash. The most inexpensive korban. So he can bring, he can't bring a chatos, he can't bring an oshon, he has to bring something that's for the neder and the dovah, that's either a shlomim or an oilah. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk that it should be an oilah. The Gemara says it doesn't necessarily have to be an oilah beim, which is an expensive thing, it may cost $1,000, he can bring an oilah soif as well. But whereas normally an oilah soif, if the person wants to bring it in a dovah, he can bring kreta achas, Rashi on the beginning of Vayikra, quotes from the Torah Kohani. If you can even bring one oath, one Torah, one Ben Yoina, but that's only, the Gemara says, if you read that testament out, that's only if it's an Oyla Torah that's brought in a dover. What if you're mechuyev to bring an Oyla Torah? Then it has to be Dafke Peir. It has to come either two Torahim or two Ben Yoina. So here the Ger is obligated to bring a Korban. Even though it's not obligatory that he has to bring Dafke an oath, he can either bring an Oyla Torah or an Oyla Torah, but if he chooses to bring another Torah, the Gemara says he cannot get away with bringing one, he has to bring a minimum of two. He has to bring a kan. A kan means a net. A net doesn't have to have 100 oysters, and the net means a minimum of two. If it's only one, then it's not called a kan. You have to have two. So the Zman HaMikdash, the Gerim, who could afford it, spend a lot of money doing another thing. And most of the Gerim couldn't afford it, they weren't so rich. The rich guy most of the time didn't convert. The poor guy. So they would bring a kan, a Gera, who was born with a Gera, would bring a two oilers to oysters. And that would be his korban gerim. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they were hoping that the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt soon. So those non-Jews who would convert had the practice that they would set aside money, there would be makrish money. They would set aside a certain amount of money. The mission tells you how much money they set aside. For the purpose of buying the korban oilos oi, likishi ibona HaMikdash. But then Rabbi Echanan Zakkai, who was a Nazi at the time of the Churban Beis Sheni, saw that it was going to take a long time. Still, the second Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, and it's still the Harai. And it's still not rebuilt, that I remember that. 7 years after the Churban Beis Sheni, Rabbi Akiva saw, just like the Churban Beis Rishon. The Beis Rishon was the Churban of the 7 years, so he thought Beis Sheni is going to be the Churban of the 7 years. So he supported Bar Kokhba at that time, he thought they should build the second Beis Hamikdash. But the third Beis Hamikdash, in the year 140, 7 years after the year 70. And it was wrong. It wasn't yet the time of Binyan Bayit HaShlishi. And we're not yet holding today by the Binyan Bayit HaShlishi. But Rechem and Zakkai felt that this is an improper practice, that the Gerim should set aside money, that they're magdish the money, for the purpose of using this money to bring Ola to Ois, Mishishi Bona HaMikdash, because the Hashash Pakola, the money is going to be hetish, and the money is going to get mixed in with the rest of the money that the Goyim, that this Ger has. And he's going to be more than English, he's going to use the money for his own purposes. So Rabbi Echanan Zakkai abolished that fact. He said that the Gerim should no longer be makrish this money. So you see Mefurish and the Mishnah from all the time that you can't be the Kabbal Ger using this money as this. So the Gemara, how can that work? If a Ger is born with this guy, he doesn't have a Milo, he doesn't have a Bilo, so we say that that's Ma'ake, that's the whole discussion, and he's wrong with different opinions in the Tanaim. We pass that both Milo and Bilo are the Yitzhiva, that Mogul by Tobal is still a great Gomor. So why shouldn't the Prophet HaKorban also be Miyake, and therefore you should say that there's no Kabbalah Geir, there's no possibility of Kabbalah Geir, it's Ma'aret, that's the Gemara Kasha. So the Gemara answers, increases our sentiment now, that there is a Pasuk, L'chiyov Ritzchem Geir L'dor HaSeichem. Since the Pasuk says that you can accept a Geir L'dor HaSeichem throughout all the future generations, and the Torah speaks of the possibility of a Korban Beis HaMikdash, so the Torah says explicitly that it's possible to accept the Ger even at the time that there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's a very difficult drasha, because if you know the end of that pasuk, it says, V'chiyov Yitzchem Ger L'dor HaSeichem Yosef Tesach L'Hashem. So obviously it's not talking about Tizman Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's talking about Tizman HaMikdash. The L'dor HaSeichem is the Dor of Beis HaMikdash in the Binyana. So that's a big problem. How the Nesim HaKumish works on that. How in the world does the Chachamim derive in that pasuk that you can be the Kabbal Ger Shalom Tizman HaBayis? Because it says Zeret Rechem, if that Pasuk obviously is thinking about all the generations, that there will be a vision. So you give some kind of a difficult shot. But whatever it is, I don't understand what the answer is, but that's how the Chacham derives in that Pasuk. So that's why we can accept Gerim as long as that. But again, those Gerim who convert, a Ger converts, let's say today, and a Beis HaMikdash will be built this afternoon, so that Ger will have the obligation to bring a korban an Oilas Oy, or an Oilas Beinah, after the Beis HaMikdash will be built. What would be the din Bizman HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash is the Binyana and a Ger converts and he had Nila and Tvila and he didn't bring a Korban? Do you say that only Bizman HaMikdash, the Korban is not the Ikuva, but Bizman HaMikdash the Korban is the Ikuva?
Or should you say that if bizmana, if you have a pasuk that says in Devar Seichem that bizmana is that you can accept the ger even though there's no possibility of covet kavanah, so obviously bizmana migdash also the kavanah are not miyachim, it's just a mitzvah. We tell Hashem ager that you should bring a carbon at the first available opportunity. So that's the Rambam's opinion. Rambam writes like that. The Rambam bases it on a protest that appears there in Priestess on Daf Ches and Beis and Daf Ches and Aleph, that a ger and his geyer has to have meal and tzivo to become a kavogah from mitzvah, to become a ger. Just like at the time of Har Sinai, there was kavogah from mitzvah, the Jews said now to an Ishma. And there was tzivo because it says everybody, where was their tzivo? It says the married people had to go to mitzvah. Because of Tumas Poletishet Vazera and Tumas Valkeri for the purpose of Mamre Har Sinai. I didn't know the single people went to mikvah also. So the Gemara says it's not really explicit in the Chumash, but it says that Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam from the korbanos by Yidrus al Ha'on. The Rashi Chumash quotes to Tavanunkla that he reserved the dam on the Mizbech Lechaper al Ha'on. But the Gemara understands against Tavanunkla this Chumash. The Gemara understands the creatures that say from Allah by Yidrus and Sadam al Ha'on at the end of Parshas Mishpatim that Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam in the kli, but Vikachat Adam Asher Bagonis. But Yisrael gets Adam ala Om on the people mamish, literally on their body. And then the Gemara says, when you have a tradition, Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, the Mecha Hazorah, the Lord Tzilah. Whenever you mazah on a person something, either mazah Hazorah Shlishi Shif and Paraduma water, or you mazah Dam on a person, whatever you want to be mazah on a person, for some religious ritual, the person has to have a Tzilah and a Mikveh in advance to be Roy, to be Muksha, to be Mekabal the Hazorah. So that's how everyone knows that everybody needed tzvilo at the time of Har Sinai. Not only the married people needed tzvilo in order to get rid of the tumor of Spalkeri and Poletishet Mazera, even the single people who would not become a Anasen had to have tzvilo in order to be the Kabbalah of the Hazor. Where is the tzvilo at Har Sinai? The Gemara says that everybody was Malam Mitzrayim before they left the Rizam Milo and the Rizam Pesach. Everybody was Malam Mitzrayim, so that was the tzvilo. In other words, the Milo was first. The Milo was waiting for them, 7 weeks before. The Milo was in Mitzrayim. And the Tfilah was right before they had the Hazon. Then they brought the Kavan and it was Zorek Sadam al-Ha'on. We had Milo, Tfilah, Kavan, and we had Kabbalah on this. They said, now to an Ishma. So that was the Gerus that had seen us. That's the big Machlokes in Mishnah and Pesach in the Ramban and two opinions in Yerzeyev. Is that Ma'akri? The Milo has to precede first and then the Tfilah later, just like it was in Har Sinai. What if you do the reverse? What if first you'll do the tefillah and then you'll do the milah? That's a machlokes thing. And the ger, we talked about that's a sefer dina, and therefore if the ger had first the tefillah and then he had the milah, he should repeat the tefillah b'ligrach. So that's a common shayla of Zman Hazeh. It's a very common shayla of Zman Hazeh that they did the gerus out of order. Sometimes the ger had first the tefillah and then he had the milah. Because sometimes the gerus is supervised by people who don't know the dinner. The first you do the tefillah and then they do the milah. So then you have to do it. You have to repeat again the tefillah. The shem gerus is the grof. Normally the gerus is embarrassed as a grof. But the Gemara, that's why it's a grof. It's one of the writers of the book. The Gemara and Sochem are about Zion on the day. They have also a dinner of gerus. To collect the dinner of gerus, to collect any dinner, any topic, you have to go to the Gan Shem. There is no one place in the Gemara that exhausts the whole one dish. Like in the Kerala, we're learning Gittin this year. So you can learn the whole Gittin from cover to cover and you still won't know all the Dinim of Gittin. There's a din in Yuma Daf Yud Gimel that doesn't appear anywhere in Gittin about Hilchot Gittin. And there's a din in the Erech and Daf Tafal about Hilchot Gittin that doesn't appear anywhere in Hilchot Gittin. So the same thing, Gerus doesn't appear in any one place. There's a Tochum Daf Zayin on the base, and there's a lot in the Hashabit and Perek of Lezer and Nilah, and there's a lot in the Hachlevish and Yivamit, and there's a lot in Kreeses that says an hour. Then you have to collect another assistance. Every place is a little bit more. The part of the story appears here that a ger who plays on a mikveh, normally a person decides to drop a ibalach yachim before he does a mikveh. But a ger cannot say Hashem Kedushanu b'mitzvot or tzivanu. He's not Jewish yet, so he cannot recite the bracha before he plays on a mikveh. So obviously first he plays on a mikveh and then he says the bracha afterwards Hashem Kedushanu. Now Hashem Kedushanu b'mitzvot or tzivanu ala tzivanu. That's the Gemara over there. So a ger. Again, he's misguided the Vadai, he was a Vadai Goy, and now he's misguided besides the Brahma. But this fellow, who had the Tfila first and then the Nila, and now he has to repeat the Tfila the second time because of the topic that the Yerdei brought to Machlokes Tosfos and Ramban, the Tosfos Shulchan Aruch, he should repeat the Tfila of the Li Brahma. Yeah, what's that Shaila? What's that Shaila? Whether the Seder should be Me'akeh? unless you have a pasuk that says the seder is miyakov, you usually assume the seder is not miyakov. I mean, tipper is a pasuk that the seder of all of the hakrovas hakabonis is miyakov. It's chukah means that it's not. But whenever you don't have a pasuk that says the seder is miyakov, so we assume that seder is only lechatchila, it's not b'riyevus. A marshal by chalitza. There's also a seder hadvarim. How you do the kriyas apsukim and the chalitza and then the rikik. If you do it out of order, the gemara says that he ever did it because there is no pasuk that says that it's marking. Well, let's say you have to first eat matzah, then eat more. So he says al matzos and yorim yachlu. So the Rashbam on Gemara Arvik Sochim says we'll have chila first matzah and then more. And but he ever eat the more first then the matzah, you also get it. The seder is not miyakim. Whenever you want the seder to be miyakim, you have to have a drasha from the pasuk to say that the seder is miyakim. See, there is no pasuk. So how does some Rishonim come up to say that the Seder is Miyakir? Well, because that's where it was at Hatzina. At first they had the Mila Mitzrayim 7 weeks earlier. And then they had the Tefillah right before the Zrika Saddam, by Yitzhak Moshe Saddam alone. How do you know that the Seder is Miyakir? Maybe it's only the Hatzina. So the, in the Yeshivas, they say the following explanation. The CDH has a tshuva where he writes up this whole story. Soloveitchik printed this also in one of his essays that he printed many years ago. This is the standard interpretation. The question is a basic question. Now, if a ger hamizgayu has to have mila and tvila, if it's a man, if it's a woman, you only need the tvila, no? If it's a man, you have to have mila and tvila. So are these two masim that accomplish gerus? The tvila is a maitre gerus, the mila is a maitre gerus. What do you say? No, that basically there's only one ma'isa that makes him into a gear, that's the tefillah. But there's a cloud that an oro cannot become a gear. Orlo is ma'akeves in gear. If the pshat is that the tefillah makes him into a gear, but an oro cannot become a gear, then we can understand that it has to be dafki kiseder razeh. That's the first time to go the nilo in order to be no longer an oro. And the mila has to be done either the shem mitzvah or the shem geirah. But if it's not done the shem mitzvah, the shem geirah, then if he had mila, the shem circumcision, the shem refuah, then he remains an orel. The prophet says in Sefer Yecheskel, Kol ha'goyim ha'reilim, Kol beisitzo erle leim. So the Gemara in the Dorim quotes that prophet to indicate Kol ha'goyim ha'reilim, even a non-Jew who had circumcision, not for the sake of conversion, and not L'shem Mitzvah, he had it L'shem Refuah, he also has the status of an Oro. Even though he's circumcised, he has the status of an Oro. Kol HaGoyim HaRelim, the only time the Nofri will no longer be an Oro is if he was Ma'al L'shem Geirus. So if he had first the Milo, L'shem Geirus, and then later the Tfilo, then the Tfilo can make him into a Geir. But at first he's going to have the Tfilo and he's still an Oro. And later on he's going to have the Milo L'shem Geirus. At the time that he had the Tfilo, the Tfilo didn't do the trick. And later when he gets the Nilos, he's going to want the Tfilo that he had the day earlier to be Chal, La'achaz Man, but that can't be. He can't be Tovim in the Mikveh and have the Tara Chal at a later date, and have the Chalot Geirus Chal at a later date. That doesn't make any sense. So that's if you hold that the only Maitre Geirus that exists is the Maitre Tfilo parallel to an Isha. When a woman converts, there's only one Maitre Geirus, namely the Tfilo in the Mikveh. There is no Nilo. So too by a man, there's only one Maitre Geirus, namely the Tfilo. And not the Mila, but the Mila is necessary in order that the man should no longer be an Ora, because Ora is not Keder, it's in the Geirus. And other Rishonim hold that it's not true, not that there's only one Maitre Geirus, namely the Tfilo. You have two acts of Geirus, so whichever one you're going to do first, you're going to have a problem. But you're going to first do the Mila, and then do the Tfilo the way you're supposed to do it in Hatchila. The Seder Avraham as it was at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, first the Mila and then the Tfilo. So you're also going to have the same problem. How can you say that the Mila was referred to the tefillah to make him into a ger, but the mila came first and it didn't take effect right away. He was still a goy after he had the mila. So the answer is, well, that's halach. If you have to have two maaser gerus, then he won't be a ger until you do the second maaser gerus. So then if that's the pshat, and even if he's doing the reverse order, first the tefillah and then the mila, you can't argue, how can the tefillah make him into a ger? It wasn't called right away, how can it be called later? And if you're going to have the mila first, then they ask the same question. How can the mila make him into a ger? It didn't make him into a ger yet. How can the mila take effect at a later date? But that's why the other Rishonim who say that the Seder Avraham is not miyakov, apparently they're of the opinion, or perhaps they're of the opinion, that you have two maaser gerus. Both the mila and the tefilo are maaser gerus. The Sridi Yesh goes ahead to explain that he thinks that this is the issue involved in the other question that we raised earlier, whether the Bezmen is needed the ikuvah, the shah tamila or not. the Bezmal needed the Yisur B'Shat HaTzvila, or also B'Shat HaMila. So he says, if you say that both Amayt HaGer, Tzvila and Tzvila, both accomplished to make the Nachli into a Ger, so that's what Yechon is talking, that you have to have a Bezmal present at the time of the Amayt HaGer, so it should be both B'Shat HaMila and B'Shat HaTzvila. Hashem, if you say no, that the only Amayt HaGer is really the Tzvila, the Mila is only to remove the Miniyah, that an Oral cannot become a Ger, if he was born a Jew, he can be Jewish even if he's an Oral. But if he's a non-Jew who wants to convert, then we say that Oral is not Kedus in a Ger. If you say like that, then the Mila is not a Maitre Ger at all. So the Mila wouldn't even need a Bezdin, even a Hatzilah. So the Hatzilah was cautious for the Rambam's opinion that you do need a Bezdin for Shas Mila. But the Yevit, the Tzvi'i says that we follow the other opinion. Karbolos on mitzvahs is me'ake for sure. Let's say a nokri.
He said that Yogi and Gerrit Sleppe would be opposite order.
Yeah.
Shmuel said that Shmuel and the Kamara said that since Mila is not part of the Gerrit, that it should be Gerrit Sleppe. That Yogi said that if it was invested by Mila, that
the
Gerrit Sleppe.
Yeah.
We should also say.
I mean, if there's no bezin by the mila but the other, it's okay. So that shows that we pass in the Iker as there should be a vadai that the Seder should be miyake.
But it
is not. The reverse, vadai that the Seder is miyake. Vadai that the Seder should be miyake. Some of the topic drama is lawful. So there's a sheet that says not to change drama. Yeah. We really should say that he's a great gomer. If he had to get it in the wrong order, we should say that it's namish lichum.
Yeah.
And you should say a bracha from his table the second time. So he's saying he can't stop his bracha last, or he should omit the bracha. Yeah. Kabbalah's omit is certainly in the akhid. Let's say a nachri is bold in his life, says, I'm going to worship up with his door, I'm going to remain the same pagan that I was before. He doesn't accept monotheism, he still believes in the Trinity, still going to go to church and everything. So the Gemara says in Tcheres, and the Aflamin again, another din in Hilchos, one of the major din in Hilchos Geiris is the Kabbalah something that appears in Chayrus. The Gemara says in Chayrus that that's Me'akim, that you cannot accept the Geir even if he wants to observe all of the biblical laws and he doesn't want to fulfill the rabbinical laws. He doesn't want to get drunk on Purim. He doesn't believe in getting drunk. If they start, you can't accept he was a Jew. It's either all or nothing. Either you accept the whole religion or not. Even if he only doesn't want to accept the Din Rabban, the Gemara says you can't accept it. The Gemara just says you don't accept him. What if it yet you did accept him? That's a deal in recent story. What if, let's say, a ger says to the bezin, he wants to fulfill all the biblical dina, but he doesn't want to follow the rabbinical dina. And the bezin didn't follow the halacha. The halacha says in Chayyim, you're not supposed to accept him. The bezin was mekabel such a ger. So would you say that the yevid, he's a ger on a level of the right, he's a ger, and with the rabban, we treat him as if he's not a ger? But he's saying, no, that even on the level of the right, he's a goy gomer. He's a goy gomer chovah. That's the shaila in this. That's the machlokes between Rav Chaim Oizer and the Mishnah Berurah. The halacha, what's the din? What did the Gemara mean to say there? That Rav Chili shouldn't be in the Kabbalah such a ger? But that even the Yezer is a ger is not the halacha. But the Pashtus of the Gemara certainly is a Kabbalah from Mitzvah is Miyaked. Places in Sukkah, that Chesem, and they point this out, that the Gemara has a dispute. There was a dispute going on for years and years between the Tanoim regarding the status of the Kusim, with the Kusim Geri and the same, with the Kusim Geri Aroi saying, what's the problem? Because the prophet says in Seif and Malachim that the Kusim were a non-Jewish nation who were brought into Eretz Yisrael, and they continued worshipping their Avodah Zarah, just like the Din of Chutzlars. And then there were lions that came. Normally there are no lions in Eretz Yisrael. There were lions that came to attack them, and they realized that the lions are not locals, they're from Asia. They come especially to attack them because they're worshipping Avodah Zarah. So they realize it must be that God is a Elokei Yisrael, is a Elokei Haaretz, and this country you have to be Jewish, otherwise it doesn't work. So they converted. They had Mila, they had Tfila, they converted. They did everything. But the Pasuk says they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. So was there a Kabbalah on this list or not? The Gemara has a Machlokes Tanan, whether the Kusim were just Geri Aroyis, they only converted because of the lions, the Aroyis. And the Geris was zero, the Geris was worthless because there was a lack of Kabbalah from Mitzvahs. Or should you say, no, that the Kusim are really Geri Yemes? How in the world says that? How in the world could it be Geri Yemes? The Pasuk says, it's Elohim Hayu Ovdim. They still continue to worship the Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk says, Avada, definitely the first generation, the earlier several generations, there was no Kabbalah from Mitzvahs, and they were definitely going to Gemurim. But the other Tana claims, the Tana who thinks that Kusim Regeriem claims that historically in a later generation, sometime later down the line, the later generations made a Kabbalah from Mitzvahs and they converted again. They reconverted again with Shengen. So that was a historical Machlekes HaTana, where the Kusim Regeriem and the Kusim Regeriem wrote. But Tosfos points out in Sukkah that Chesen Abay and in Yivam about Chazal and Abay, also part of his piece in that Gemara, that a Ger who didn't accept all Mitzvahs, even if he went through the Nila with the Tzvila and the Karbon, but he never accepted the Olam Mitzvahs, is a Goy Gomer. If the Kuz Megeri Aroyah, so that means that they're non-Jews, that they're going to Gomer with all the rest. Does the Goy have to be religiously motivated when he converts in order that the Geri should be valid? What if a Goy wants to convert in order to get a job in Medina Tzitro, in order to join the army in Eretz Tzitro, or in order to marry a Jewish girl, huh? Oh, okay. Or to play on the best ball team, whatever. Or to get a scholarship at YU. He's dying to go to IGC. Everybody wants to go to IGC. So everybody goes grabbing here. So they won't accept him because he's an offering. They want to convert in order to be accepted in the yeshiva. So let's say his motivation is not a religious one. But they tell him, look here. We will only accept you as a convert if you go through Mila Tvila Karbin. The man has no carbon, and you promise to keep all the mitzvahs. He says, okay, so he'll keep the mitzvahs. Keep shakas, kashas, tzara, and shalom, keep it. Has no prayer. He keeps it. Monotheism, everything he keeps. But he really wasn't motivated religiously. He wasn't searching for the true God and true mitzvahs. Just he saw money, or he saw comfort, or he saw a pretty girl, for one reason or another. So that's the machlokes satanayim, Rav Nechemya, the Rabbana, and Yivam, was up top down on the day. What if a nochri converted from non-pure motivation. So the Chachamim say that the Geirus is not found. That you have to check the Geir to make sure that his motivation is pure. And we pass from the Gemara like Reb Nechemya, that Kulam Geirim Hain, even if he converted for some ulterior motive, he was not religiously motivated, we still assume that the Geirus is called the Yevet. The Yevet, yes, but the Chachilas, you know clearly that the Geir is not religiously motivated, then you're not supposed to accept. That's how the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisuri Diyah. The Rambam quotes the Dinam of Geirus in the middle of Hilchos Yisuri Diyah, that you're not permitted to marry a non-Jewish person, but you are permitted to marry one who's converted. And by the way, he's going to tell you in the footnote all the Dinam of Hilchos Geirus. He has soon had talking about the Dinam of Geirus in the middle of Yisuri Diyah. And he has a little bit in Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam is usually more organized than that. But over here, the Rambam has a little bit here, a little bit there. It's also Hilchos Avodin, Hilchos Mila, also scattered around. Hilchos Geirus that doesn't really have any one place in here today. It's all the ones in it, Reish Tanachas. But in the Gemara, the Rambam is scattered all over the place. So the Rambam has an expression which the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Eruday, which is a little bit unclear exactly what he's driving at. Rambam writes, if a Bez Din accepted a Ger, and they're not sure exactly what the Ger has in his mind, you have to wait to see what the status is, and if later on you see that he's an observant Ger, then it'll be let him know from our friend that everything is okay. What exactly is he talking about? What do you mean you have to see what he has in mind? What's shot? So there's a dispute and interpreting this Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the whole Lashon Hara word for it. There's a dispute in Mefarshim how to learn the Rambam. The Minchas are the Minchasher, right? And his children are the following B or the following Shat and Rambam. And that's what Rashi later learned as well. He thought that that was a simple meaning of the Rambam. But the Rambam is saying that there are two categories of the Ger. There's a Ger Tzedek and there's a Ger. A non-Jew who converts for religious reasons, he's religiously motivated, so he's considered a Ger Tzedek. Regarding such a Ger, you have all of the mitzvahs, the Haftim Tzayer, you have to meet the Tarim, you have to go out of your way to give him special treatment. But then there's another fellow who converted for money, he converted for COVID, he converted for a job, he converted for a Shidda, and we tossed him to the Yedved Kulam Gerimei, the Gemara, but he converted because the lions were attacking him, a Geri Arayit, that's what the Gemara says in the Ramadat Pondal Amei. A person converted because he was being attacked by lions, but then when he converted, he did accept Kabbalah from it. So that Geri Arayit would be Chal, to the Yedved. But if it's Gerei Arayis, like the Tutsin were, that they converted because the lions were attacking them and they never really accepted Kabbalah from Mishnah Torah, the Tzaddik points out that Gerei is Gerei. There was no Kabbalah from Mishnah. But the Rambam, the way that the Chassalos and the way Rav Soloveitchik interpreted, the Rambam is saying that there are two categories of the Gerei. There's a Gerei and there's a Gerei Tzaddik. So a Gerei Tzaddik is one who is religiously motivated, then you have all of the mitzvahs to have from the Tzaddik, to go out of your way, to be very sweet to him and pleasant and so on. And the other fellow, even though he's Jewish, he's the same as any other Jew. Not allowed to be rude to him, not allowed to hit him over the head or be rough with him, but I'm not supposed to go out of my way to be in the caravan, to say to them, to anybody else.
And there's only for a Gerei that we don't know what it is.
So then the Rambam says, if you don't know what is in the back of his mind, if you don't know whether he was religiously motivated or not, then he says you have to wait to see. What do you mean you have to wait to see? He's Jewish, Ben Kovako. You can start from talking in anywhere. He's Jewish, you can marry him. But he's not a Gerei Tzaddik. So whether you have to go out of your way to be the Karim or not will have to be determined by what you will discover later. So you wait a couple of months or a couple of years and you see. And if the person seems to be a real observant Gerei, so then he assumed so then he must have been a Gerei Tzaddik, the son he converted out of religious motivation. And this was the thought. He seems to be mezalzel a little bit in mitzvahs, not because of ignorance, but rather because he doesn't really care so much. Obviously, he wasn't really religiously motivated in the first place. He only converted in order to marry this girl or in order to get the job or whatever. So then we say he's a Jew. He remains a Jewish person, but he's not a Gerei Tzaddik. You're not supposed to treat him with any special preference more than any other Jew. He's a Jew like any other Jew, but he's not a Gerei Tzaddik. That's how the Nechassalot interprets the Rambam.
So
it's not proper, the Rambam writes, it's not proper to accept him, and a Bezin that will accept him will be really considered a Bezin Shel Hadyotos, an improper Bezin. They're really doing something that's not right, but if they did accept him, so that he ever, the conversion would be fine. The Geirus would be fine. Kleinmoise discusses in his Tshuva after the First World War that maybe today we should even accept such Geirus Hatzila. Because today, people intermarry. A Jewish woman can marry a non-Jewish man, or a Jewish man can marry a non-Jewish woman, and there won't be any problem about it. So maybe if the Nochri wants to convert for the purpose of marrying this woman, if we're going to tell him that we don't accept him as a convert, just go to a Reform rabbi, go to a conservative rabbi and have a conservative conversion. If he won't convert at all, or just intermarry, marry the girl. So maybe it's that maybe now we should be Mekabel Chos Gerim Hatsu. So that's what many Rabbanim have the practice there. That the Mekabel Chos Gerim Hatsu.
And
if you actually
Mekabel, this is still to do it at all, is it
impossible to get to the Mekabel? No, the Gemara says in Yivam, that if a Nochri converted and later on he was called out of Suro, later on he goes back to his old religion, so we treat him as the Israel Mumma, as a Jew.
Never actually played as a Jew.
That was
just
saying
that
he could do it in the methods, which is just continue that he employed. That's a common problem. Yeah. Meaning, the Nochri
comes
and he says he promises to keep all the mitzvahs. So it depends at the time that he promises to keep the mitzvahs. Is there an umdil menucha? Is it obvious to everybody around that he doesn't really mean it? If there is an umdil menucha that he doesn't mean it, then the Dvar Avraham writes in his students, they will give all the Prophet Rav has in the Sefer, that whenever you have an umdil in the mucha, the Rishonim write in Kiddush and Daf Nun, that you don't say Dvaram Shebaleve in front of it. He has in the back of his mind not to keep the mitzvahs, we disregard, because he says he wants to keep it. No. If it's Dvaram Shebaleve, Baleve Kol Adam, if everybody knows how to read his mind, all the people in the room know that he doesn't plan to keep the mitzvahs. Well, the guy's a faker. Even though he says the fact that he promises to keep the mitzvahs, but it's Dvaram Shebaleve, Baleve Kol Adam, that he doesn't mean it, so then the Kabbalah mitzvah is zero. That's how the Dvar Avraham says. And Rav Chaim Oizer wrote that it's possibly may possibly be not. So Dvar Avraham is disagreeing with Rav Chaim Oizer's truth.
Somebody just suggested that maybe if he says he wants to keep the innocence, even if it's an ungodly look up, but he doesn't really mean it at all, maybe it's true. That's the difference of the practice is like this rather long. That if it's an ungodly look up, one should believe that he lays so long that he doesn't mean it. There's certainly no Kabbalah on it. That should be the practice. Dvaradram, and that's true, they have a different interpretation of that Ramah. He says not like the Minchas Alozra that you have to see whether he is a Ger Tzedek or a Ger. He says, his shot, that at the time that we accept the Ger, not we're not sure what's in the back of his mind, what his motivation was. No, we're not sure whether he really needs to be in the Kabbalah mystic or not. So he says, the Ramah, he says, he interprets the Ramah to me, you have to wait a couple of months or a couple of years to see how it turns out. And then if it turns out that he absolutely never kept anything from day number one, and nothing ever picked up later, it's not that he was groping and searching and picking up more and more, just he doesn't block at all. He just remains the same way as he was before, except he doesn't eat shrimp anymore. But he doesn't really keep any mitzvahs at all. So then he says, the Ramah means to say, we will determine that he was a goy gomer. We will invalidate the whole game. Yeah, and that's the question. What if you have a suffix in the Mukhaq? Is that called an umdil Mukhaq? Plus, the Shatter says it's not. You have an umdil Mukhaq that there's a suffix, whether it means in the Kabbalah. Does that mean anything? That's the Bhagavan's interpretation of the Ramah. That's what he claims the Ramah. No, nothing. That's what he interprets. That's the question whether that interpretation is correct. The Gemara has a din in Yivamut, on Daf Nun Hey, if you have a non-Jewish woman who converted, and she's a religious now, she's married, she goes to mikveh every month, she's a very religious woman, and then we discover after many years that she was never tevel in the presence of the Bezdin, for the purpose of gave. So we should declare that that the woman is not Jewish. She never had a tefillah in the Bezdin. So the Gemara says, no, it's okay. Me lo tavla v'ni gusta. We know that everybody in the neighborhood knows that the woman is so religious that she, everybody knows she goes to mikveh every month. So since she goes to mikveh every month, that tefillah in the mikveh, l'shem nidus, serves as the tefillah l'shem gave. The place isn't bothered with the question on that Gemara, but you have to have a Bezdin present at the time that the gear is taken on the mikveh. So with the Bezdin. The place gives the two answers on that Gemara. One answer is that you only require the Bezdin l'ikuva for the Kabbalah from mikveh. You don't require it. It's not ma'akir for the tefillah. Look, I see the Gemara says you have the Bezdin for the tefillah also. That's the favorite in the Gemara from mikveh. But the other place suggests maybe the Bezdin is not ma'akir for the tefillah. And then coming to the other day in places that Moshe says in Kitzis is a state of the Dina, but the other day in places, no, Rafilo Naniya, Rafilo Nagi, that this Filo also requires the Kuva, Bezdin, present. But since everybody in the community knows that the woman is present on the mixture, so that's considered as if the Bezdin is watching. Even though there's nobody there, they don't know exactly what day of the month she goes to the mixture. But all the people in the neighborhood know that this woman is very, very observant. So therefore it's considered as if it's considered as if there is a Bezdin who knows. The other opinion in Tosafot is told that that's not so. If it's something, a matter of public knowledge, something that everybody knows, is considered a non sahadi, it's considered as if you have ages, but it's not considered as if you have a Bezdin. The mashal, the man is married with, a man is living with a woman, and he was never mekadesh the woman in the Persian for two kosher eidim. But some persons say that since we have a klal in the Gemara that we assume psychologically eight on the most would be lost to be lost, the people don't want to live a life of good. So when he's born now, he must have had in mind that he wants the bia to be the same kiddushin, and one can accomplish kiddushin either with kesef shtar or aidei bia. But since we assume that he most probably had in mind the same kiddushin bia, so the solution achal. So the question in the first one asks, the mivosh asks, so where's the edus with kima dover? The Gemara says in Kiddushin Das Kama Fein Beis, you have to have edim watching when he gives over the ring. And if you don't have edim watching, then the Kiddushin is not achal. So where were the edim watching over here at the time that the man was brought out, there was nobody there. So the mivosh explains, no, but everybody in the neighborhood knows that they're living together, ki ishi ishtos, even though nobody knows exactly what day he has deal with his wife. But we know, generally speaking, that he's having to deal with his wife. So therefore, that's considered a Tekima Dover.
So that everybody agrees to. The fact that everybody in the neighborhood knows, and there are two kosher witnesses, and two kosher men in the neighborhood who know that that's served as a, this became a dog, that everybody's not. The person has two opinions, can it serve as a bezin or not? Maybe when you require a bezin, a came a dog, the bezin has to be standing there in the same place, watching and supervising what's happening. The fact that there is a bezin and knows what's going on, maybe that's not sufficient for bezin. Maybe that's only sufficient for Ava. Those seem to be the two days in person. The Tesis only works on this one problem. They're worried about their problem. The woman is settled in the mix, but there are no men watching. So where is your bezin? And Rabbi Yechanan says that there needs a bezin. And the yeshivas, they're worried about a different problem. Somehow none of the Rishonim asked this question. The kasha that bothers us today, somehow does we live in a different world. Even in learning, we live in a different world. None of the Rishonim asked this question. The yeshivas are bothered with the following question. If the woman thought that she was Jewish all along, the woman converted by some conservative rabbi years ago, and she didn't realize that the conversion was meaningless. But then she became very observant over the years, and she observed Taras HaMashpachas. So the Gemara says that since she goes to mikveh every month, and everybody knows about it, so that's considered a feel of the Shem Geirus, so we declare the woman is Jewish. We declare that the Benjamin is watching and so on. But the question is, but the woman didn't have in mind at the time that she served on the mikveh, the shame becoming a Giyorah. She thought she really was a Giyorah. And the Gemara says, in Yivam, it's got some basis, the Gemara, Ha'odeh b'nichte Ager, a goy converted, and he became a Ger. And then he died. So when he died, he has no relatives in the world. But he didn't marry yet, and he had no choice. He has not related to anybody. So Gershom is got to cut and shenol adon, it's not related to any of his former relatives who are not Jewish. And he didn't marry anybody who's not related to any Jewish people. But all the property that this man has becomes extra. So it's up to grab, it's qualified as well. So the Gemara says, what if you have the Gershon Eid Bein Lo Yorshin? So his karka is extra. And I walk over to the karka and I make a kinyan chazofa. I put up a fence, having in mind that I want to be friend of the karka. So I'm there for an extra, and the karka becomes mine. What happens if I, by mistake, thought that that karka is my karka? I didn't realize that this is hefke, that the karka is up to grid, and call it is up. I wake up one day and I made a mistake. I thought that was my field. So I started building fences around the field and everything. And if I would have had in mind to be kinder, that would have been a good thing. But I didn't even realize that it's not mine. Then another wise guy comes and he says, oh, this karka is hefke. I'm kinder. And he does something else to be kinder. So the Gemara says that the second one is kinder and the first one to put up the whole fence is not kinder. Because Ha'odeh b'netzeh Ager, he's digging in the karka that belongs to the Ager. Because Salvashem Shalom, he thought that it was his karka. So the Gemara says, like Kona, you have to have Kavanah's Kinyan, you have to have a mind to be Kona, you have to know that it's not yours. And by doing the Maitach HaZok, you want to acquire ownership in the karka. But if he didn't even realize that by doing this Maitach, you are becoming the owner of the karka, that's a lack of that Kinyan. So the Yeshiva said, he asked the question, how can the woman be entangled in the mikveh, the shame, neither. The Gemara says, we love to have women do so. Didn't the woman go to mikveh for the purpose of neither? Yeah. But she thought that she already was Jewish and she's doing the tefillah in the mikveh as a religious observance of the laws of the Jewish religion. And it's not so. She wasn't yet Jewish. She has to have in mind that I'm not Jewish and I'm becoming Jewish by going into the mikveh. So how can that be acceptable? Why should it only be a din and das din?
I don't think so. It's
the only Ikramar. Oh. So Rabbi Shach, the former president of the Bad Mat, writes in his paper, in Avi Ezri, on the Rambam, he writes a very fascinating interpretation based on another Yimon Yivam. The Gemara says in Yivam, you have a pasuk in Kashi's boy. The Chalevanish, Niknas Ket, is a Malka also, or the Echavar. That if you have another Tnaimi, he can also eat in the Korban Pesach, provided that he's mal himself. He's not mal himself, he cannot eat in the Korban Pesach. In fact, not only do we talk in Oz Yochol's boy that the Eved Tnaini may not eat the Korban Pesach, because he wasn't mal himself, we talk in that the Milos or Eved is Me'akevet Be'odon, that the Odon is not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach. Oz Yochol's boy Be'odon, it's Machlokes Satanoim, what pshat is in the Pesach. Chol Avedish Niknas Pesach, Malta also Oz Yochol's boy, when you mal the Eved, then the Eved may eat. No, that's a double kosher. It says cholera layochel boyd, and an oral was not permitted to eat. But it means if I have an eved oral, I'm not permitted to eat the korban pesach until I'm on my eved 90, and then I'm permitted to eat. That's how we talk. That's how the Rambam is all over. We look at what is the approach in the life of the test. Rashi Chumash quotes my pleasure. So the Gemara has its Rashi on that pasuk. Cholera dish, Evadisha Tamal Bal Korcha, Via Tamal Ben Ish Bal Korcha. That if I have an Evad Kanaimi who belongs to me, I can be Mal him Lashem Geras, even Bal Korcha. Even if he's screaming bloody murder, what are you being Mal me Lashem Geras? I don't want to become a priest or I want to remain a boy. But the Mardi writes in the process, he can be Mal and Evad Kanaimi if he belongs to me. If legally I own this Evad Kanaimi, that's a different question. How did I get to own the Evad Kanaimi? Another discussion, another Gemara. But if I legally own this Evad Kanaimi, he's mine, I can be Mal him Bal Korcha. But Yatamal Ben is Bal Korcha. If I'm going to take, let's say, a Goyish child or a Goyish father who is not legally my property, I don't own this child. And I'm going to be Mal him, the Shem Geirah, Bal Korcha, so the Gemara says that that's not fine. The Blazer Shah claims that if you understand that Rosh well, you will realize that there is no requirement for Daz Geirah. Although Joe says that you can't be the guy or person Bal Korcha, but if it's not, as long as it's not Bal Korcha, you don't need me Daito. There's no need for Daz Geirah. It's not like a king that you need Daz King. Here by the Geirah, you don't need Daz. If you say like a Blazer Shah claim, see how the faces from Sanhedrin about someone says, the faces sounds like that's what they said. He has one line of faces, and he says, strange line, and he said, that's what faces mean, and he interprets the Gemara in that line.
I have been heard from Korban, maybe it's just the name Korban Ketan, but every time he has Iman, it's not that, it's not, but every time he doesn't become Jewish, and then he has to be alive. If you're Jewish, the doctor, or it's not, so every time he's,
well, he's fighting it with Keisha. After he's Mal,
if he's Mal, it's not a thing of Gerut.
No, that's the din of Gerut. Right. When he has the mean of Sigma, the shame of Evitnani, then he becomes fighting with Keisha. Before he has the mean of Sigma, the shame of Evitnani, I own the Evitnani. He's my possession, he's my property, but he's not tied yet in it. He has to have a Gerut. So the Gemara learns that from this passage that his Gerut leads him to be Balfour for Shalom. Because I own him, so I have the right to declare that I want him to become an Eved. That's what it means that you have a Kinyan Easter on an Eved, on an Eved Kanani. That you can even make him into a Ger Bal Korcha. You own the Eved Kanani not only with the Kinyan Mammon, then you own him, even own him in certain areas with respect to certain Dinam of Yisra Hekka. So one of them is that you can make the Ger Bal Korcha. If one should assume, not like our Blazer Shah, normally you don't assume like this. Normally you assume that you need Das Geirah. Not that you just can't be the guy or person Bal Korcha, but rather more than that, that you have to have a Geir, has to be Bolu his Geir, the Daiton. No, the Gemara says you can be the guy or Geir Korcha based on Gotham Yod and Shlodi Fonah, which means that I can substitute my Das instead of his Das. And say, I want to give you a Geir.
You need Das.
You do need Das. Yeah.
So, there is a kind of
Das.
The guy has to know
that
you're substituting for his
Das. Even the fact that the Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah is needed, don't you see that you do need the Das of the Yeh HaRov this guy? That's what Tensha says to Sanhedrin on himself. How can we say that you don't need Das Yehud, that you can't live out Korchai? What does the Gemara say that it's Rosh Hashanah show the phone? What does the Gemara talk about to the Das Yehud? The basis explains that what it means is the following. This little baby is just a month old. He's neither for the Geirah nor against the Geirah. So if I'll be the guy or him, it won't be Bal Korcha. So the Geirah will certainly be good. There's no question that the Geirah will be Chal. But the Gemara is asking, the Gemara is discussing Siddur Dapir Aleph, Pesach Loshim in Sanhedrin is, Ma'al Lovel Abedin Lehismatos, the daughter of it. What do we have to get it off for? You can do a lot of things that are Nisab. I can build a house and live in the street also. Why should I do that? I can bomb a building also. Why in the world should Ben do such a crazy thing? Take this little baby in the curtain. Why should I get him off for? What do they need it for? So the Gemara says, no, because this cook is doing him a favor. But it's not that the Geirus is called based on using the principle of Gopinath Sarapanov. That's the explanation why we should get involved, why we should do it. But even if you wouldn't have that explanation, if it would have worked, the Geirus would have been called anyway. That's what this opinion and faith explains. But the regular chapter in Gemara is generally assumed not to be so. We usually assume that the validity of the Geirus, of the Ger Katan, rests on the assumption that Zohar Miyadim Shlomo Sanat, that you really need Das HaGer with his guy. Not just you can't be Megara Tertim Al Kosh. You have to have Das HaGer with his guy. And the Katan, a little baby, doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't have any Das Geirus. How can he convert him? There's no Das Geirus. But for that, the Gemara says, since it's as close for the non-Jew to become a Jew, so we can substitute our Das for his based on the principle of Zohar Miyadim Shlomo Sanat. But that's the regular pshat. That's very usual to not the regular pshat. Then the question creeps in. So how can we say nilo tavlo when he do so? That if the woman was tavlo every month in mikveh for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah tarek on the shrofa, that can serve as the tzivah of the shame geirus. But she didn't do it with shame geirus. She thought that she was Jewish, and she's doing it out of the assumption that she already is Jewish. And if it would have been in the area of Tinyan, that would not count as Uzzah. So why shouldn't it be the same of him? Should be no good. So if you look in the Rishon of the Rambam, they have a totally different interpretation on that Gemara of Milo Tavlo when he does so. They learn that the Gemara is talking like this. A woman comes to love, and we know that this woman was not Jewish. Lacks the marrow, she hasn't got a Shema. We don't have a birth certificate. She's clearly not a Jewish woman. And then she tells us, look, the woman was married the last 10 years to a Jewish man. And she tells us, and her husband died, her husband divorced, and now she wants to marry another Jewish person. And she tells us that she converted. So we say, give us a, she looks like a goy. So we say, give us a document that the Bezin gave you. So you have a document to indicate that you're a convert. So there's no document. She just said that she swears on a Sagittarius, on a Kaidah, whatever. That she converted, and that everything was done, the Rabbanim was present, the Tziva, and there was Kabbalah from it, everything. But we cannot take her word for it. If the woman is the best of Machriya, then she's not in a menace to say on herself that she was in Gaira. So the Rabbanim lives by the Gemara to say, but if we know that this woman for the last 10 years was married to a Jewish man, and she was going to mikveh every month, and we know she was a very religious woman. She goes with a sheikhul, and she goes with a sleeve down to there, and a dress down to there, a very formal woman. The Milo Tavla, when they do so, don't we know that she's religious? Not that the tzvilo that she did for the purpose of Taras HaMashprachah serves as the tzvilo the Shem gave us. No, the fact that the woman kept Taras HaMashprachah is a proof that she must have been tzvilo originally the Shem gave us in front of the bed. And as she said, she claims that she was tzvilo in front of the bed in the Shem gave us, but she just can't prove it. But the fact that she's keeping all these, even Taras HaMashprachah, she's keeping all these years, so that serves as a proof that it's really true what she said. But if you're going to rely on the fact that she was saved from the Shem Geirus, Nidus, but that should serve as a Tzvilo Shem Geirus, the Rambam never told that that will never work. It's Taka no good. There's a lack of Das Geirus. But Tzvilo doesn't learn like that. Tzvilo learns the Gemara Kipshuto, that the Milo Tavla when Nidus serves as the Tzvilo Shem Geirus, even though that's not what she had in mind at the time that she was saved. And then you have this problem, how does it jive with the Gemara and Ramadat and Beit by the either you have to say like a Levi Shakta, which is says this is the Shitasim from Hezadat Sarafet, that you don't need Das Geir, just that it shouldn't be Balfarfa. Or you have to say fact that that's only a bit in Das Geir, but in the slight other areas they're done. That's a very good question, but I think the answer is as follows, that by Nilo we really accept the opinion that the Nilo and the Tfilah are not two Maitre Geirus. The only Maitre Geirus is the Tfilah. That's how we really pass it. And the Nilo is just to make him into a, that he should no longer be an Orel. So we really don't need, as long as we have, let's say if a Jewish doctor will circumcise a non-Jewish baby, Nilo L'Shem Geirus, no L'Shem Mitzvah, health purposes, so then the goy will remain the same world that it was before. That's the pasuk in Yecheskel, Kol HaGoy Mareh. But whenever the milah was done on the Nochri, either L'Shem Mitzvah, thinking that he's Jewish, or L'Shem Geirus, even Bal Kocha perhaps. Let's say I'll take a goy in the street, and I'll do a milah on him L'Shem Geirus. And he's screaming, he doesn't want it. I shouldn't touch him. And I do a milah L'Shem Geirus. So Rav Soloveitchik said once from Shein, he thinks that that should be a good milah L'Shem Geirus, even though the goy screaming doesn't want it. Because the Mila is not one of the Maitre Geirus. We assume Ba'alach and Ikeret, it's not that you have two Maitre Geirus, Mila and Tzvilo, and you have to have that both should not be Bal Kocha. The only Maitre Geirus is really the Tzvilo. And the Mila is just that he shouldn't be an Oral at the time that he's being told. So as long as the Moyle who did the Mila had in mind that by doing the Tzvilo the guy is not going to be an Oral, so then he won't be an Oral any longer. So that can be accomplished in one of two ways. Either the Moyle had in mind the Shein Geirus, or the Moyle thought that he's a Jewish baby, and be malam l'shem mitzvah milah, and Jewish babies after that the milah are not arayla. So the Moral thought that he's making this person into a non-oral, so then he will become a non-oral. But the tzvila, which is the maita geirus, there you should have to have the daz geirus. So that's why that's the problem. Then he was Malka.
So does it imply that he can't be
Malka? Could be. Could be. Or it could be that it just means he can't be Megayah. He can't complete the Gerus. The Mila will be a Mila. He won't be an Oro, but he'll still remain a Malkus. There is a major problem with Manazeh. If you have a Jewish couple who wants to have no children, who want to adopt a non-Jewish baby because they want to convert the baby, what if the adoptive parents are not observant? They're not religious people. So they're going to adopt a non-Jewish child and convert him, make him, they're going to bring him to an Orthodox business, an Orthodox conversion. So when you say that that's dropping the Orthodox law upon him, doing the baby a favor, instead of being a goy, who only has to obligate seven mitzvahs, who's only obligating seven mitzvahs in Inayah, that's all. Now you made him into a Jew, so he's going to be obligated to fulfill all the mitzvahs of her, and his parents are not observant. So he's going to eat the same chazer that they eat, and he's going to eat Mechal Shabbos, and he won't keep any mitzvahs just like the parents.
And who's the parents? Because
in
the fact
that
now he's not over the
mitzvahs of Shabbos. So that's a major dispute. That was a big machlekes in Europe. The Gedolim in Europe had a big machlekes. So the overwhelming majority, the official policy of Yeshiva University, is a Bistochan pastor. The rest of the Rabban in Europe, including a Bistochan, who died over 90 years ago. This is an old child. So a Bistochan with the rest of Rabban pastor, but that's not as good. And there was a, the wrote in Frankfurt, wrote the Chilis Mate Levi, he was Misaki, he disagreed with a group of other Rabbanim, the minority Rabbanim, and insisted that it is his book. The Klichendo was a European rabbi who visited America for, I think, 2 years, and then he went back to Europe. When he came to America, he saw a lot of Jews who were not observant at all, but they were so rich, and they gave so much money to Tzedakah. And he was also asked to Shaila, what if Jews want to be a guy or a baby, they want to adopt a non-Jewish baby, and he's going to be brought up as a non-observant Jew. But he saw all the stuff that they gave him. I think he came to raise money for the yeshivas in Europe. He came to raise money. And they gave him an open offer. So he wrote a whole shiva. He thinks that that's a tremendous good. That the goy should convert to become a Jew and give so much money to stuff and then give all of it. But that's a major question. I've told Rachel thought that it's no good. So Rachel's following the official machine of the Thomas that he set down by Rabbi Tzachon over 90 years ago. There's all the opinion that it's no good. There's a question what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said. Farmer said one thing and others say about Pan, his name, other things. We're not sure exactly what. Farmer's also very cloudy. This issue is very hazy. I was told it was not hazy yet. He thought it absolutely not as good. But that's the question. There was another big machlokes in Europe, which was Negel Halacha. What if you have a, the place has in the name of the Baal Halacha Zedotus, the following statement. What if you have a Nochri, a non-Jewish man wants to convert? Yes, a Milo Tziva, and he'll become a Gir. What if he's unable to have Milo because Ezra Hazakos was cut off? This is a Gir. He doesn't have that part of his body. The place of Kosovo is not. This is this. He doesn't have it. So he's Dino to Isha. So he can convert. It doesn't mean that he's a woman, that he's possible from Lake Mithilm. He doesn't have to, wear sisters and so on. He's Dino to Isha with respect to Tzvila. It means that, that he becomes a gear with Tzvila alone. He doesn't have that many meals. So what happens if you have a Nazi who has Eidah or Allah, has anything, but he has a heart condition, or he has hemophiliacs, or whatever, he has some reason or another why medically it's a sarcophagus necessity for him to be mal himself. Physically he has aura, and he's able to be mal, but it will be mal himself, he'll die. So that was a big machlokes in Europe. It was a great drawing in the days of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Abiskola Tzonaveja. He was the Chaim Soloveitchik considered him the sharpest of all of the Gedolim of his Tzukah. He had Kiddushim Nifloim Adein Eirem. So he wrote the whole Shul of Tzach Halacha L'Maaseh that you can be mekabel such a gift. The Gedolim also had Shulas about this, but they weren't Rabbi Pesach Grant. From Yerushalayim had a Shulah, and Adein Eirem had a Shulah about this, but they're not so. They're not willing to come to the Maskana. They say the whole Kedim that he does, but they're not willing to Halacha L'Maaseh to come to that Maskana. He Halacha L'Maaseh converted a non-Jew who was unable to have Milo for medical reasons, and he converted him to Philolon. He gave him a Stavgeris, and this guy had a factory in the Ukraine, and he had his Stavgeris hanging on the wall. So I know he once visited the factory, and he said, "What do you mean, you're a Goy, you converted now?" He read the whole thing, and in this Stavgeris, Rabbi Solotanovich wrote the whole story. So he was medically forbidden to have the Milo, but I allowed it anyway, based on Shikol Teremon. So I know he got very angry. And he wrote a tshuva that it's wrong. He told the Rabbi Solotanovich that he shouldn't ask him such visible silence because he passed him wrong. I think Zendi is still like a primordial pastor. There is a question of halacha, it's a common shayla of halacha. When you convert a non-Jewish baby, a ger kotzim, a bina mazal daz bezin, does the bezin recite a bracha or not? When they're table not to the baby. The Gemara talked about a ger ha-bodhigai, that mom's talking about Zion the baby says, a ger ha-mizgai, the ger says a bracha. But what if it's a ger kotzim? Maybe the bezin doesn't say a bracha at all. So that's one machlokes. And even on the assumption, the way we assume that the bezin does say a bracha, should you say the bracha, oyge lafiyasim, alacha lafiyasim? The only reason why the ger says the bracha after he's table in the mikveh is because a happy god of our cousin, how can you say to the son in the circle of Sudan, he's still a boy, before he's about to recite it. So the ger has to wait until after he comes out of the mikveh to have the chief of his to be able to recite the bracha. But if the bezin is going to recite the bracha, and it's three like ger kotzim, the bezin are Jewish already, and maybe they should recite the bracha, oyge lafiyasim, that's how the right is right, in the space of Bali HaNefer. And Hilchos Migo Mikvah is the right of it. Hilchos Mikvah is right to that Tfilas Hagir. So he mentions in passing that the only time the Bracha is inside Lacha HaFiyat is only by the Gir because he's not Jewish yet. When the Bezin is Megayir HaGir Kotzim, they should say the Bracha Oyel HaFiyat. And others suggest that no, that maybe once the Takana was that the Bracha of Tfilas Hagir should be recited Lacha HaFiyat, for whatever reason, maybe that's the way they were Mitakana, that it should always be recited Lacha HaFiyat. The bracha should be on the chaloyt hageris rather than on the maisa hamitzvah of tfilas hageris. So there are different practices. All three practices are in existence. Some bakadina will not recite any bracha at all when they're megayir or gerkot. Others will recite the bracha oivelat yosem like the righted right, and others will recite the bracha lacharat yosem like our chaloytic suggestion. So this gear is very interesting. Even though it's one statement in the everyday day kind of thing, there's a lot of simple. A lot of Gemara put together, a lot of interesting in the honor. Okay.